here live at the Sixers Training Facility Media Day here today. And joining us right now on set, the man, number 21, Joel Embiid. Joel, how are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, we're great, man. And we're so excited for year number two of the resurgence of the Sixers. You go from 28 wins to 52 last year. First, talk about your season a year ago. What you kind of learned in that season, because you played more games than you've ever played. You got into 63 games last year. How do you feel after that season, and how'd you prepare yourself for this one?
I felt good. I mean, if it wasn't for the freak injury, I think I would have been at about 71 games. And then if you account the back-to-backs that they have been missing, you know, I could end up easily at like 80 games. And I felt good. My body felt great. This was the first time that I was healthy this summer. Since I started playing basketball, so I was excited. I put in a lot of work, and we gonna see how that goes this season.
Well, I know you're a big fan of you know, watching former great players on YouTube and learning moves from the likes of Olajuwon Juan and so forth. What did you add to the arsenal this summer?
This summer was more about, you know, I feel like I'm a complete basketball player, and I feel like I can do everything on the basketball court. So it was just about perfecting everything, handle, shooting, post moves, I don't know, anything you can think of when it comes to basketball, just perfecting everything, and that's what I did. And I'm excited to show this season.
Sixers center Joel Embiid joining us here at the Sixers training facility on advance of training camp and three weeks away basically from the regular season starting. But Joel, when you look at how that season ended last year, it ended a disappointment for you guys. And you're a guy, you're on the record, you want to be an MVP in this league. Yeah, you know, that's something that you want to get to, that stature. They had you ranked number 10 in the NBA this year. Does that drive you in your offseason and every night when you go out on that floor with the Sixers uniform on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had a bad ending last year. You know, we had a great regular season. And in the playoffs, we fell short against Boston, so I was pissed about it. But I was also happy that for the first time in my life, I was healthy. And I could work on my basketball skills, which I never done.
Because you're always rehabbing, right?
Previous years, it was rehab. And then, like, last year, I was cleared, like, a week before the season, and I wasn't even allowed to walk out the season before that. I was cleared a couple of days before, and I wasn't really allowed to walk out because I was rehabbing. So this summer I've been able to like walk out and like keep the same schedule, work out on my game, work out on my body, so which makes me kind of believe that it's about to be an exciting season when it comes to, you know, team goals and personal goals, which I want to be, you know, the defensive player of the year, first show last year, and, you know, MVP. And being MVP and defensive player of the year, there's only a handful of guys that have done it. Hakeem is the last one, I believe. So being in that conversation will be amazing. And then, obviously, the goal is to win the championship, and I feel like we got a lot of talent and we got a great chance.
What is it that you need to do as a team to take that next step? In other words, to go deeper into the playoffs, whether it's the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals?
I mean, looking at the games, I watch every regular season game at least twice this summer, and then the playoffs multiple times every game. So just looking at it, I mean, against Boston, it was a I won't lie, it was a weird series. And then I kind of felt bad because going into that series, I felt like we were kind of cocky because we had just won 16 games in a row, and then we beat Miami pretty easily. So we felt like we were definitely going to the finals. So like this year, that's got to change, and we always got to be focused. But and then Boston, I wouldn't say they were totally better, because besides the first game, every game was basically close. So we just got to learn how to finish. And it was my first time in the playoffs. It was Ben's. Mark Ellis is going to come back this year and help us. It was Dario's. It was Carl's. So we're going to be better this year.
Joel, one of the things I always say, where in the world is Joel Embiid, man? You seem like you're having, I think you're cloned, because one minute you're on the back of a car at the Tour de France.
Right.
Next minute you're playing tennis with a couple of kids in the city or swatting some kid's shot at a schoolyard. But you're having so much fun with this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, life is fun.
You're living the dream, man.
I enjoy. I mean, a lot of guys, especially in this profession, I don't know if you call me a superstar or whatever, they kind of feel entitled to being that. Like, I'm a regular human being. I want to do whatever I want to do. Like, I want to go play tennis. I want to go play with non-NBA players. I want to, just like walk around the city or everywhere, like whenever I want to, however I want to. So I just want to be myself, and I enjoy doing so, and I love it. And the mutual respect and the love that we both have with the fans, I enjoy it. And I was saying earlier, I mean, this is kind of like a situation. You have a great relationship with the fans, the team, the whole city, and then you start thinking about you like you want to spend the rest of your life here. So that's where I'm at, and hopefully it works out.
Boy, Sixers fans love hearing that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you look like you're having such a great time all the time, and you don't exactly hide in a crowd very well.
just a regular guy.
Yeah, yeah. It happens to be 7 foot tall. Hey, Joel, have a great 6'11". Season, 6'11". Man.
6'11". Yeah.
Okay. I was giving you the extra inch, man. Come on. Joel, have a great season. We appreciate you doing this. We're going to be watching, man.
Thank you.
We are so excited that you're not coming back from an injury, and you were training. Can't wait to see the next progression in your
Thank
career.
Thank you so much.
There he is. Sure. Joel Embiid.
Thanks a lot.
No, awesome stuff.